explain, I mean, you guys have been doing this all season, but it looked like you guys ratcheted up a couple notches, the pass rush being so relentless on Tom Brady all day. Can you just comment on that?
I mean, we really talked about it all week that, you know, it's going to be one of those quick passing games. And somebody asked me a question. They said, you know, if he gets the ball off in 1.9 seconds, you know, what are you guys going to do if you can't get any rush? I said, well, you know, we got to be a little bit faster and get that 1.8. And that was in the meeting last week. But the game is going to be won in the trenches. And we said the defensive line, we have to be able to get pressure on them in all situations. It might not be a sack, but we have to let them know that our presence is there. And he felt that tonight.
DeMarcus, that's a pretty cool honor to be asked to speak to the team the night before. Can you pass along in general terms what you said?
We have a motto on this team that iron sharpens iron and another man sharpens another. And I just told the guys that everybody bought into that mentality of, you know, when, you know, Clady got hurt, Ty came in. When Ty got hurt, you know, Ryan Harris, you know, went in. And when Peyton got hurt, Brock went in. When I got hurt, Shaq went in. You know, that was a grit of the whole season. I said we melted down that, you know, that metal. And I said the only way you're going to make metal hard if you beat it down. I said, and we beat it to this thing. And I opened up, and I pulled out the first Super Bowl trophy that the Broncos won, and I sat it on the table. And I just got really quiet. And I seen in all the guys' eyes how they felt, what they felt, because I felt the same way. And from that point, I just knew how important it was to those guys and just closing it off. And I said, somebody is, you know, the Patriots are coming into our house trying to take what we built. And it was a big emotional night, and the guys that carried over into the game.
DeMarcus, how about the emotions right now with the team? What did you just leave in the locker room? How excited, how emotional is this team to be taking that next step?
You know, guys are really, really excited about this game because so much we went through this season. We quieted a lot of the critics that we had, but you can also see in the guys' eyes there's one more step. There's another level to how we can play, and we have to play that same way going into the next game.
DeMarcus, could you just put into perspective the idea of Peyton Manning a few weeks ago? People were saying he's not even going to play another game, and now he's going to the Super Bowl.
Right. You know, that's why I said sometimes age and playing football can be sort of misconstrued a little bit, and they always look at his age and how he's played and maybe injuries, but sometimes when something is important to you, you'll do whatever you can to make it right or to get it done. And, you know, he got hurt, and they sort of ruled him out. And I seen him in the training room the whole time getting ready. And I can see it in his eyes, like, you know what? I can't wait to get back on the field. And when he got that opportunity to get back on the field and all the crowd, you know, the 12th man in the Broncos stadium, I can see it in his eyes, like, he's back. And from that point on, I knew, you know, he was ready.
DeMarcus, as a veteran guy who individually has achieved virtually as much as there is to in the game, how much extra special is it to now get to the Super Bowl and kind of, you've kind of been through those times of playing well but not being on teams that got to the Super Bowls? How much extra?
I really just pride myself on consistency. And it's been 11 years of consistent time, and now just this one time, you sort of push through that threshold and able to make it to the Super Bowl. But you can't be happy with that. And you can see the guys that we aren't happy with that. And we're going to celebrate, you know, tonight, but I told them we only have a 24-hour rule to where now we have to get ready, you know, for the Super Bowl. You know, whatever the schedule is, but we have 3 days to really prepare at home. And we have to make sure we utilize that time.
DeMarcus, we've obviously seen you battle through different levels of health as you've been in Denver. Right now, how healthy are you? And is this as healthy as you've been this late in the season for a long time in your career?
Oh, yeah. I'm beat up, and, I mean, I don't feel great. And but I still went out there and played. I'm just kidding. I feel good right now. There are always bumps and bruises that, you know, come with football. But sometimes when you get that adrenaline going, you're able to, you know, push through that. You see how important it is to, you know, the guys around you and to yourself. Sometimes those injuries sort of get put to the side when they're little small things. You never want to be 100% in football. And you just got to get out there and show them what you can do and just play.
From the first day you came here, you were named captain. Did you ever think it would take this much blood, sweat, and tears to get to a Super Bowl?
That's funny when you say blood, sweat, and tears. We talk about that every single time we get in that workout room and work out, especially on the field, too. The same thing this whole season. And when I first came here, I didn't think about being a captain. I said, where do I fit on this team? And I said, if I work hard and do what I need to do, they'll find somewhere to put me. You can't go somewhere and expect anything. You have to earn it. And I worked my butt off and worked hard and got named captain with last year and this year. And so that's a big thing when it's coming from the guys that are, you know, awesome players. And, you know, we are where we are right now. And, we're, you know, I'm leading the team. Peyton's leading the team. And we're playing well.
DeMarcus, Gary said he called a timeout to keep you in the game.
He actually did.
At the end. He said he wasn't going to play another play without you. What did you say? Did you say you had to come out at that point, or what was it?
No, I was so tired on, like, whatever, 12 seconds left in the game, and I just ran off the field, and they looked at me like, DeMarcus, can you go one more play? I looked at them like, I can't go. And they said, what if we call timeout? I said, no, don't worry about it. And I just ran out there on the field. I'm talking about, like, I seen Shane. Shane looks at me, and he's like, man, God. You know, but and so we changed, and I went out there on the field, and all of a sudden they called a timeout. I said, they got my back. And I'm going to make sure that I make this play or able to get some pressure on one of those plays to close the game out. Put it on myself.
Thank you, DeMarcus.
All right, thank you.